And then after you get through with that, you got another machine as wide as that, that spaces these rows in the same patch. All the time it works flat just like it is. You start on the side there with it, the machine, and you follow that thing straight. And you go down. And that the digger comes right in between, yeah, the width of the row, one here and one over there and one over there. And it goes around in there, the thing passes up in there. It pushes that just as pretty when they get through. You look at that, you will be gone. Don't look how that is. You done plowed it all the way down. You come in and put that fur, that, you know, in between each one. And then when he comes down to blight, he comes down the inside of that with that machine. He dig that up in there. If it's cane or whatever you're going to put in there, you put that cane in the center. And that ground is high on both sides. When you push that ground up, and when he's ready to cultivate, you come with that machine, then you take that ground in and put it up like this. It's all done. That machinery is a great thing. Great thing everywhere. I don't care where you go with it. It all works.
Did you ever use something that had teeth in it that you would break up clods in the ground with and things like that?
What?
Did you ever use a machine where you would kind of thing you dragged, you would tie it to?
Well, in olden time, before they invented all these things, we had a wooden hoe, it's called, you know.
Uh-huh.
They had they made that out of wood, you know, logs and little trees, and put up this way in the point. And they put pieces across this way. Then they took some iron. A lot of them, they didn't have no iron. They took some oak pins. Before they got invented, put the iron on. They bored holes in them cross pieces. And they put pins in there, let them stick out about that much, about 5 or 6 inches below that wood rake, all through them. Then they pull that over the ground to mash the ground before they got all these cultivators. They were made out of wood. They used to call that the horror, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
They made in a point like that. And they pull that with two horses. They were good size, they take the whole road and they ride. In the back part, they went up to a point. All that was built, pin like that, you know. And they'd rag it down and it would break up the ground and they'd go on.
Yeah.
That was hard work. There's a lot of hard work in that.
Yeah. When you plow with 2 ewes, what'd you call the one on the, say, on the left? That was the...
What?
Did you have one horse that walked in the furrows and one horse that walked...
No, dude. One horse would walk on each side of the road. The road was here, then one horse would walk in this fur here, the other horse would walk over here, and your plow would be plowing in here, on the road, you understand?
Huh.
And a lot of work we had to do only with one horse, you know? Single plow. When it comes to, especially like cultivating, like small stuff, you know, we use one horse. One horse and one single plow. Go down and put the first work to it. And then you come back with the double horse, with the big plow, and throw that big dirt up to the crop, whatever you had.
Now, what about the things you had to eat in the house? What sort of cooking utensils did you have?
What?
What sort of cooking utensils did you have in the house? Like to eat in, to eat out of, to eat with?
You mean cooking what?
Utensils.
Oh, utensils. Well, we had old plates like we have that. I mean, there was crocks, some of them made out of crocks, you know? Old time crocks. Way back yonder, as far as I remember myself, they had some of them old Chinese, those crocks that they plate,